Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. He lives and calls me to live for him. John chapter 14, starting at verse 15. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth." Quality time is one of my love languages. I feel loved when someone puts the phone away and works shoulder to shoulder with me. I feel loved when I feel like it's worth someone's time to do something with me. Jesus had spent a lot of time with the disciples. He was the perfect example of what quality time looks like. They had experienced so many things together. Now Jesus was preparing them for his own death, where he would die on the cross and reveal his power over sin, death, and the devil by bringing himself back to life. Jesus had given them everything they needed while he was on earth. He provided for them physically and spiritually. He gave them the promise that he would prepare heaven for them and come again to bring them there. And now, during his last few days with the disciples, he gives them another gift, the promise that the Holy Spirit would help them. With the help of the Holy Spirit, Jesus wanted the disciples to give quality time to prayer, worship, serving others, and the mission of reaching those that are lost. Do we give Jesus quality time? Or do we sometimes allow the joys and gifts of the world to be our priority? Do we put the phone down to devote time to our Savior who came down to the earth and suffered, died, and beat the devil for us? Do we look for opportunities to tell others about God's love and forgiveness? Do we really listen to people so that we can help them not only with their physical and emotional needs, but their need for Jesus? What does quality time with Jesus look like? Jesus wants us to spend time with him by studying his word. We do that when we read the Bible and go to church. We spend time with Jesus when we surround ourselves with other believers that help us to study and live in God's word. We want to do these things out of love for what Jesus has already done for us. Jesus gave the disciples everything they needed, and he does the same for us. He gave us eternal life in heaven through his death, and he gives us the Bible to remind us of all that he has done and continues to do for us. Jesus lives and calls me to live for him. We pray. Holy Spirit, light divine, shine upon this heart of mine. Chase the gloom of night away. Turn the darkness into day. Holy Spirit, love divine, cleanse this guilty heart of mine. In your mercy, pity me. From sin's bondage, set me free. Amen. A question to consider. The good things that we do will not earn us a place in heaven, but how are our works evidence of our faith in Jesus? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.